It's Friday, January 16th, and here's some of the news beyond the headlines. Protesters calling for better race relations blocked two separate points of a major highway in Boston. The unannounced demonstration took police by surprise and shut down morning traffic. Activists chained themselves together inside barrels and had to be cut out by police. 29 people were arrested. In Washington, D.C., members of an advocacy group that has staged regular protests since the shooting of unarmed teenager Michael Brown marched down Pennsylvania Avenue. The gathering was organized to call attention to a tactic similar to stop and frisk that activists accuse the police department of employing in minority communities. Fighting has escalated between Libyan government and opposition forces in the eastern city of Benghazi. Libya has been caught in its worst fighting since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. The internationally recognized government is battling a group of Islamist-allied militias who control the capital, Tripoli. On Wednesday, the United Nations announced a new round of peace talks in Geneva, with the hope of creating a unity government between the two factions. Medical workers in Guinea are going door-to-door to check on people who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus. The health workers check high-risk individuals for symptoms daily, for 3 weeks after their potential exposure. The Ebola epidemic killed nearly 8,500 people, according to the World Health Organization. The biggest obstacle to health monitoring is stigma from locals, who sometimes lash out at health workers.
We are facing more violence. Sometimes it can go to life-threatening situation, where they typically tell us, you have to leave, or you die right now.
Parents in eastern India are using an age-old tribal tradition to cure disease. The practice, known as chitti dog, involves applying oil to infants' stomachs, then marking them with heated iron rods. The treatment is done without anesthetic and is meant to cure the child of all ailments. Practices like these have remained popular in rural areas that often lack access to education and medical care. Check out the Vice News YouTube channel for more original reporting and documentaries from around the world.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is. OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. Welcome to Friday, man. Hey, man, it's Friday. Ooh, it's kind of like the cusp of a weekend.
It is the 16th of January, 2015. I am OCD. The number is 800-313-9443. Headlines making news at OutcastRadio.net include the robotification of society is coming. Humans need not apply. That's not very encouraging. USB stores your DNA so you can be cloned in the future. Oil projects worth billions put on hold. Swiss franc move crushes currency brokers. John Kerry has James Taylor sing apology to the French. I was thinking about this during the news. They probably should have got Cat Stevens because he converted. He's now a Muslim. Yousef, I believe, is his name. That probably would have been a better choice, politically speaking. And Apple is considering storing your fingerprints in the iCloud. The question of the day at 800-313-9443. The craziest ex-girlfriend you've ever gone out with. Ex-boyfriend, ex-spouse, husband, wife. NASCAR driver Kurt Busch claims ex-girlfriend was a trained assassin. Either he's crazy or she's one dangerous chick. 800-313-9443. We begin with Ken in Iowa. Thank you for holding, Ken. How are you?
Great, Don. Awesome to talk to you. You do a lot for this country and for all the guys out there that need encouragement to keep moving forward.
You're welcome.
A lot to pull us down. But I wanted to tell you about a crazy girlfriend story. Back in the mid-80s, I was just becoming a chef, just got out of culinary school, and I was getting established in North Houston, and I thought I was kind of a hot shot, and I was looking around for the hottest girl, you know, and I found myself one, and man, did that turn out to be the biggest mistake. She was just out of control, and I owned a house on the north side of Houston in Spring, Texas, and I had this huge bay window in the front of my house with about 50 little window panes in it, and I had about had enough of her, and she had gotten drunk one night and was just off the rails, and I wouldn't let her in my house. So she took off her stiletto heels and broke every one of the window panes in the bay window of my house. And then I wouldn't still let her in. So what she did was she got in her car and backed it out to the street from the driveway, revved her engine, and then drove it at high speed through my garage door. And I called the cops. The cops came and wouldn't do a thing about it because she had stayed in my house a number of times. And they considered that we stay with a guy one time and it's common law marriage. So it's your problem, not ours. And they left.
I thought there was a period of time where you had to have a utility bill with both your names on it. You mean if you have a one-night stand?
I don't know. This is back in the 80s, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They probably just didn't want to deal with her either.
And they didn't want to deal with her. So, yeah. You know, and I could have used a hitman back then, that guy's girlfriend that was supposed to be an assassin. I could have used her back then because I couldn't get rid of this girl.
Well, apparently she's available. Kurt Busch claims his ex-girlfriend was a trained assassin. What's your take on this story? I mean, is there any validity to what he's saying? Is he insane?
Well, it's such an incredible statement that I would say, you know what? It's worthy of weighing as a serious matter, you know?
I agree. It's worthy of investigation because to make a claim like that is so completely off the wall and outrageous, it falls into the realm of a possibility.
Absolutely. Hey, I got a quick story for you on James Taylor.
Sure, go ahead.
In the 90s, I owned a catering business in Key West for about 15 years. From there, I moved down there, and I used to do this private party every year, a very small party, usually about 30, 40 people, no more than that, always sort of Hollywood A-list types. And Leonard Bernstein used to come every year, and he'd sit down and jam on the piano, and it was kind of cool watching Lenny just play the piano. And so the one year that that James Taylor showed up, he came in, and so he's singing, Lenny's playing the piano, and they passed me a joint. So,
really?
Yeah.
Was it James Taylor or Bernstein that passed you the joint?
Bernstein. Bernstein did.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I passed it to Taylor. So anyway, so just a little inside scoop on those guys.
So then, you actually got high with James Taylor and Leonard Bernstein.
And Leonard Bernstein.
Wow. That's better than the crazy chick story.
Yeah, now I'm 57, so I don't do those things anymore. But that was back in a time where life was still a little bit on the wild side, you know. So
yeah.
Became a Christian after that, like years later. But
what do you think about my statement? And I know it's really off the wall too, kind of like Kurt Busch. But I think if our sex drive was reversed, I could see us dying off as a species within one generation.
Yeah, I could see that too. it's a real problem. But I'd like to make a little bit of a serious statement, if you don't mind. I've been wanting to do this for a while.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I'll make it quick. I've heard a lot of guys call in over the last couple months, you know, with a real negative slam on Jews in general. And I'm not a Zionist at all. So I see a lot of flaws with that whole Zionist thing. I'm totally not about that. But I would say this, that, you know, I grew up in New Jersey as a kid around a lot of Jews. I'm not Jewish. But I had friends in school that were, and a lot of Italians too, you know, but the guys that were Jews became good friends of mine, I trusted them and still would with my life. And I would say this, that my world experience, and I've had a bit of a fairly complex world experience, I would say that I've never seen any Jews out there slaughtering Christians, innocent women and children. My world experience does show me that there's a lot of Muslims out there doing that. And if the Muslim community that says that they aren't that way and that they have a peaceful religion are serious about that, they better get off their ass and stand up and start talking about it very vocally and make themselves known. Because if they don't, there's going to be a lot of trouble in this country at some point. It's not going to go well. Now, are there problems in Israel? Yes, absolutely. Are there hatred and wrongs on both sides? Absolutely. I would say this, I don't know of Israelis or Jews that are out there massacring women and children, and because you won't believe what they believe, they're going to kill you. So that's just all I wanted to say. I've been hearing a lot of negatives, and I'm not saying that any person's right or wrong all the way or all the time, but these are the things that I see. So I thank you for that, and I'll leave you with that, and you have an awesome day. Love your show, Don.
You too. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate you being out there. I just really make things very simple because my mind tends to be complex. So what I do is I just whittle things down. I look at a person, and as far as judgment goes, it's based on their character, whether they're Jewish, Muslim, doesn't matter to me. There is no doubt, none, that the Kabbalists, the Zionists, are playing a huge part in exasperating this situation. And I do believe that part of the New World Order, the game plan is to pit Christians against Muslims and to eventually have World War III and then to move us into world government. I don't doubt for a moment that there are instigators on all sides. But as far as people go, just consider for a moment that if you were born in Saudi Arabia, there is a very good chance you are a Muslim and you believe in Muhammad. And if you were born in Israel, or you have a Jewish heritage, you're Jewish. That's what you were born into. But really what this comes down to me, is a 5,000-year-old feud between Jacob and Esau, and it's about to come to a head, and the entire world is being pulled into it. It is all purposeful, it is on a timeline, and there is going to be world government. It is coming. Instead of worrying about whether Cruz or Bush gets the nomination, why not focus on what the real issue is? The real issue is, what happens when you die? Where are you going? Who am I? Where am I? What am I doing? And why am I here? Those are the questions I've been investigating, seeking my entire life, and I find them to be of utmost interest, more so than whether this group or that group is the devil. This is Outkast Radio, Black and White in a Gray World.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Outkast Radio. I'm OCD, 800-313-9443. One of the cool things about working in radio, before I got this gig, I was actually programming a 50,000-watt rock station and always getting free tickets to go see Skinner and ZZ Top. Love rock and roll, man. The question of the day at 800-313-9443. Very simply, tell me about your craziest ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, ex-spouse, ex-husband, ex-wife, all based on the story about Kurt Busch. The NASCAR driver claims his ex-girlfriend was a trained assassin. That is an outrageous claim. I would check into it. I don't know. What do you think? Is he crazy? Or does he have one heck of an ex-girlfriend? We go to Phil in West Virginia. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Don. That is one crazy woman. I don't know. I've had my share. I guess just about everyone that I've ever met was freaking crazy. So,
well, give me an example. Give me one that really stands out.
Oh. The one I married?
are you still married to her?
No, but I am close to her, and you know what? We're better friends now than we ever been, and I don't know. Maybe she had to grow up and I had to grow up. I don't know.
How long have you been divorced from her?
About 10 years.
Okay, and how long were you married to her?
About 10 years.
Assuming she's not listening, tell me about give me an example of some of the insanity between the two of you.
Well, there was nothing between us. She was very, we got together before computers and kind of when the computer age came in and she could get online and do all those things and things changed anyway.
I think it's very difficult to have any kind of relationship today because the temptation is a finger away. You can get on your iPhone, your computer, your iPad, and you can start texting someone or just, you know, get on Facebook. All you have to do is have one fight with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, your husband or your wife. All you do is go online and you're always going to find somebody who's nicer and friendlier, and it's that grass is greener. It's the digital grass is greener on the other side mentality.
But it doesn't work that way in real life.
Oh, because all it is more damn grass.
Well, then you have to have a bigger lawnmower.
Yeah. And then you lay down all the fertilizer and you grow another another crop of crap.
That's really not what, you know what, I listened to Paul McGuire last night, and I love Paul McGuire. I don't know if many people...
I know who he is.
That. Yeah, that was great. And, well, he just encourages me, you know. He encourages you to be a man and to stand up for your rights as a man and your home and your family. And guess what? If a woman doesn't want to stand with you in that realm, in her family too, and if they don't want to stand with you in that realm, it's, I mean, so what? And I've seen that too many times.
There are more single people in the United States than married people for the first time ever, and I believe in many ways that's a direct result of people instinctively knowing that it's more difficult to stay married now than it's ever been. Because of all the constant temptation and the worldly intrusions and diversions.
Well, you just turn on the TV, Dawn. I'm telling you, that's an intrusion into your psyche. And they do it every day, all day long.
Well, take the premise of a show like Cougar Town with Courtney Cox. That show is about a woman who I guess left her husband and now is with a younger guy. And all they do is sit around and drink wine and have conversations on a third grade level. And as I'm looking at the promo for it, I'm thinking, now there's a woman I want nothing to do with. For one, I can't have a conversation with her. Two, she represents everything that I despise. And three, she's a crappy actress.
I probably agree. I'm not going to watch it.
And I'm not. I don't watch it. I've just seen the promos.
Oh, my goodness. Women are beautiful you know, it, when we talk about sex and everything, and I'm going to jump here, but, you know, it's a beautiful spiritual union between two people. And it is on a spiritual level. And as you get older, you know, and sometimes I crave that. I do still crave it, but I want it on a spiritual level, not on a physical level, or not just to be physical, if you know what I mean. Because, I mean, to be, and there are a lot of good women out there, don't get me wrong, and they could talk to me, about any subject or whatever, and they're great, but they're hard to come by. And most of them are married. You know.
Well, think about statistically, what are the odds of you finding a woman who is on the same page with you spiritually when you talk about a spiritual experience? And when you get down to it, God is in the equation too, because the two become one flesh, and God is in that mix.
Yes.
But the idea of that, what I just said, is so ancient and out of style that good luck trying to find a woman who even understands that. And I know there's godly women out there that are looking for the exact same thing in a man, and they're going, where are all the good men? They're either gay, they're in jail, or they're ruined from two or three marriages.
Yeah, well, I've been only married once, but I just want to say this one thing, Don. I'm waiting for the big crash, and I'm waiting to see who's going to be standing where I'm standing, and then we'll see.
And in some ways, that might be the best time to find a woman, because when hard times come, you're going to see her character.
You're going to see her character. You're going to see what she is about.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that's what I'm waiting for. I'm sorry to say that, but hey, if I'm going to be with somebody, I want to be with somebody who's going to, you know, I can take care of, and they can take care of me, you know, in all ways. And I'm not talking about just in a sexual way. I'm talking about in all ways.
There is nothing better on earth, in my opinion, than a successful, God-centered marriage. I mean, it is beautiful.
Agree.
It is in many ways a piece of art. It's a rarity, but to me, there's nothing better on earth. But
the odds
of attaining that are getting worse every day. They're diminishing. And so that's why I see a lot of people just foregoing marriage altogether.
Yeah, and I agree with that, but I also agree that, you know, maybe couples will come together when things are going to get, you know, if you think they're hard now, wait.
Yeah, the day is coming when you're not going to be arguing over the cable bill. You're going
exactly.
to be arguing or discussing whether, where do we stand on this? Are we going to lose our jobs? Where are we going to stand for God?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's where you'll find
her. All we're going to take with us.
That's it. All
have
of us are terminal,
Don.
My friend. We are all terminal, and we need to be aware of that. Have a great day, Phil. Always appreciate the call. 800-313-9443.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving.
This is Outkast Radio. Or CD here. 800-313-9443. Oil projects worth billions put on hold. These are the headlines making news at OutkastRadio.net. USB stores your DNA so you can be cloned in the future. The robotification of society is coming. Humans need not apply. Swiss franc moves crush currency brokers. John Cuddy has James Taylor sing apology to the French. Apple is considering storing your fingerprints in the iCloud. NASCAR driver Kurt Busch claims ex-girlfriend a trained assassin. The craziest ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, husband, wife you've ever encountered. 800-313-9443. We begin this segment with Pierrette in Texas. How do you pronounce your name?
You can call me Peppy, but my real name is Piero.
Oh, Piero. Okay, I can say Piero. That's good enough for me.
Okay.
All right, give us a take on your craziest relationship encounter.
Well, first I just wanted to ask, how come more men call in and talk about this than women? I mean, I know you have a large women audience, but why don't they ever call in as much?
Well, I'll give you an example. Last night, I'm on at 10 o'clock Eastern again. I actually brought this topic up last night, and I only had women call, which surprised me. And today, I've only had men call, so I don't have an answer.
Wow. Well, I listen to you all the time. I think it's more men, but that's besides the point. You know, I was married for 19 years and recently divorced about almost 4 years ago. But I can just tell you, you know, and anybody I've ever met, relationships are hard, hard work. Ours was a 24-hour fight, but we had a son, and we really wanted to stay together for him, plus economic reasons. But I watched the destruction of the family, and we even knew better because we did a radio show and we were pretty hip to what was going on in, you know, alternative news. And yet, with all that being said, between the police state and being targeted in our town, and watching how men were, you know, that they just weren't men anymore. And, you know, everything upside down, women weren't women, you know. It just, and I watched it, and it's just killed so many families. It's so tragic. It's so sad.
When you go back 40, 45 years, and you realize that the Rockefellers played a big part in getting together with Gloria Steinem, creating this movement called feminism, and here we are in 2015, and you hit the nail on the head, Piero. Women have become men, and men have become women.
Yeah, I agree. And, I love my freedom now. I'm 53, being by myself. I love people, but I just love it. And I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm way too picky. You know, I went from New Jersey too hot to Texas toothless out here. I moved to Texas. But I came from Jersey. And my experience with men, it's just all wrong. It's just that everybody's just, so why would you want to be in a relationship? It's so difficult to find somebody who's got their shit together. And look, I come from a colorful background. I loved action. I loved, not drama, but I was in it for the action. I was in the military for a handful of years. I loved living life. And I've seen it all change to where I have a 19-year-old son and a 33-year-old son, and I see the police state hammering them. And they're good kids. They don't even break the law. It's insane. Everybody's getting just screwed. And I know. I've been at this for a long time. I know what's going on. It just pisses me off.
It's taken me literally 7 years to get comfortable. This year I'm going to be 8 years out of my 20-year marriage. So I went through a very similar experience that you went through. And I was so helplessly codependent when my marriage ended back in 2007. I didn't realize it. And after 14 years of being sober, I almost went out and drank again. I came about as close as you could come because I didn't realize what codependent was, which is when you wake up in the morning, you don't know how you feel until you ask your significant other. And after working through this for 8 years, I'm like you. I enjoy my freedom, and I'm not ready to work on a relationship because it takes one hell of a lot of work. And let's face it, when you get to be our age, we're damaged goods. and I'm not ready to help somebody work through all their neuroses. I've got my own bag full of insanity that I don't want to really unpack for anybody or make them responsible for.
Right. And as far as sex goes, to be quite honest with you, I never had a very high libido. Maybe too many TV dinners, I don't know.
But is that really what does it? Because I've been eating a lot of TV dinners lately. Maybe that's what's causing it.
You know, I guess I was raised on, because I was born in 61, so TV was just getting big, and TV dinners and GMOs, I think, were actually there, but we didn't really realize it like we do today. I lost my train of thought. Oh,
well, let me help you, because I think you and I are on the same page. Once you take sex off the table, and there's nothing wrong with having it on the table, but once you take it off the table, all of a sudden, you're looking at the person for who they really are, and you're thinking, you know, I could just get a dog or hang out with my girlfriends.
I have four dogs.
There you go. There you go. I mean, think about the amount of time that you're actually having sex. I mean, break it down. We've got 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. What percentage of time, even with an active libido, are you actually doing that? And then put that in proportion to the amount of BS that we're willing to put up with just to get a little.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it anymore.
No, it's really not, you know. And so I'm celibate. You know, I want to be. I just can't even think to who I would even want to freaking jump into bed with. And here in Texas, I don't know what's going on. No one has teeth and everybody's fat.
What part of Texas are you living in?
God, I'm out by Livingston.
Oh, you must remember me then. I did a radio show in Livingston.
Yeah,
you
know, I know that.
You do know. Oh, okay, so you used to listen to me before.
Actually, no, but I've listened to you I've listened to RBN for the last few years. So
are
I
you familiar with 92.3 The Eagle?
Yeah.
I worked there for 6 years.
I love that place.
Yeah, Elmer and Ken and Amy, I know all of them.
That's so funny.
That is weird. You should call them. You should call them and tell them that you talked to me.
Oh,
tell them I
will.
Said hello.
I will. I definitely will, because I frequent there often.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience that Livingston is tooth-challenged, but if you head about 60 miles, 50 miles south, you'll hit Kingwood in Houston. It's a completely different world, as you well know.
Yes. Thank God for the gas prices going down.
Yeah. I used to go to Kingwood probably 3 times a week just to get the hell out of there.
I couldn't handle it.
There's no culture. The lake is beautiful, but there's not a damn thing going on.
No, nothing. Methadone. Meth. That's
yeah, lots of meth labs, and if you get on Polk County today, Willie will bring you the latest meth lab and car crash of the day.
I know. It's something, you know. Here it's meth, and in New Jersey it's heroin for the kids.
Well, heroin's a little more upscale. Meth is a little more rednecky.
There you go.
Yeah. You got to go to the poppy fields in Afghanistan with meth. All you got to do is go to Walmart and buy the right ingredients.
That's true. Very true. But it's an epidemic. I'll just tell you that much as far as it goes. I know Jersey's really hit hard with heroin, and it's it's the white kids getting slaughtered.
So why are you? I've only got about a minute left. How? Why are you in Livingston? Why don't you head back to Jersey? You sound like a Jersey girl.
I had to get away from the law.
Oh, that's a good place to hide out, man. East Texas is a lot of places.
We did a radio show and they pounded us, man. They came at us from all directions. It was insane. I had to do a UCC and, you know, I was very vocal out there. And I stepped on the police department's feet big time. And the
really?
Sport. Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
Well, and Jersey has the highest property tax in the country and not exactly the greatest place to be during the winter.
Yeah, it's cops everywhere. So I'm enjoying my solitude out here because I'm in the woods and I have my greenhouse.
Yeah, call the Eagle and tell everybody I said hello and I've been thinking about them.
I will do.
All right, Piro, have a great day. 800-313-9443. This is Outkast Radio, black and white in a gray world.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens.
Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. Very strange show today. I like it that way. It is Friday, the 16th of January, 2015. Here's your question of the day. Tell me about your craziest relationship, be it female or male, ex-girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse. NASCAR driver Kurt Busch claims ex-girlfriend was a trained assassin. Either he's insane or she's a trained assassin. You don't make a statement like that. That's pretty black and white. Either it is or it isn't. So if you've had a crazy relationship with your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and you want to call in and talk about it, you can call me, Dr. Phil, at 800-313-9443. Apple is considering storing your fingerprints in the iCloud. Other headlines making news. I didn't get to the bottom portion of the website. Tech giants quietly investigating in synthetic biology. Houston-based Schlumberger cutting 9,000 jobs as oil prices continue to plunge. New York's anti-manspreading campaign cost $76,000. That's where men sit on the subway, spread their legs, and don't make room for others. There's a campaign to prevent that. Army uses Oculus Rift to recruit new members. Massive Pakistan protests against Charlie Hebdo, filthy blasphemers. Target, the store, to shut 133 Canadian stores to stem massive losses. BP to cut 300 jobs in the North Sea. Protests against police violence briefly closing a highway in Boston. White House says net neutrality legislation not needed. Radio Shack may file for bankruptcy next month. So most of the headlines are, in fact, dealing with the economy. But we begin this segment with a very strange story about a 9-year-old who was arrested for stealing a pack of gum. He couldn't make the court date, maybe because he rides a bicycle. But anyway, let's give this one a listen. It is Idaho police arrest 9-year-old after he misses court date for stealing a pack of gum.
Well, Steph, there's still a lot about this story that we don't know. I briefly spoke with the Kootenai County prosecuting attorney, Barry McHugh, who issued the arrest warrant. He couldn't comment on the case because it involves someone who's less than 18 years old. But the Post Falls Police Department did tell me that the arrest warrant was issued. It was because this 9-year-old missed his court date. Officers say they arrested the boy earlier this week. They say the 9-year-old and his 15-year-old brother both failed to appear in court. And the 9-year-old, this was the second time he didn't show up. We know for sure that he was appearing for charges of theft. But what exactly was the 9-year-old charged with stealing? Well, that was a pack of gum. Post Falls Chief of Police Scott Hogue says it isn't uncommon for a business owner to press charges against those who steal, even for something as small as a pack of gum, which can range from 50 cents to $3. Hogue says in his 30 years of law enforcement, he's never seen anything like this come across his desk before. And when we asked him why the 9-year-old didn't come to court, he told us the family had no way of getting him there. He says he wishes he and his officers had known that before the arrest warrant was issued.
I was very surprised that it had gotten to this level, and I wish that, like I said, I wish we would have had some more information so that we could have provided assistance. That's how we try to do business, is to try to provide resources and provide assistance.
Now the child is currently being held in the juvenile detention center where he will soon stand before a judge. Prosecutors tell us they can't say when that will actually happen. Reporting in Post Falls, Victor Correa, KHQ Local News.
Thank you, Victor. Right now,
this is Outkast Radio. The strangest story of the day has to be John Kerry has James Taylor sing Apology to the French. Unbeknownst to me, John Kerry and James Taylor are friends. So you rewind a few days when 40 leaders, the 40 major leaders of the world, were all in unison in Paris, showing solidarity against the violence with Charlie Hebdo. Our president, John Kerry, Eric Holder, nowhere to be found. And so what John Kerry decided to do was bring James Taylor to Paris, and James dedicated a song to the Parisian folk, You've Got a Friend. Does John Kerry think he's Casey Kasem? I'm Casey Kasem of American Top 40, and up next, we've got a long-distance dedication to all the frogs in France. This one, James Taylor and John Kerry singing You've Got a Friend. And keep your feet on the ground, otherwise they might bury your body in Norway. Okay, you got it good. Alrighty then. And one final story I want to bring to your attention, talking about Charlie Hebdo. I always sound pretentious when I say that. I'd rather just say Charlie Hebdo. But when you say Charlie Hebdo, I don't know, sounds pretentious. Sky News is a news outlet, a worldwide news outlet, kind of like RT. And it is amazing to me the political correctness that you will witness day in and day out. Not necessarily with RT, but with Sky News. They were interviewing a reporter who was reporting on the Charlie Hebdo events of the day and the fact that a new issue was out. And she tried to show the cover on television and immediately was cut off by the anchor for Sky News because they didn't want to offend anyone. Let's give this one a listen. Sky News refuses to show front page of Charlie Hebdo.
Much offending to kill in the name of a religion than to answer to a killing by very sweet drawings who put Mohammed outside this crime. So I'm very sad that journalists in UK do not support us, that journalists in UK betray what journalism is about by thinking that people cannot be grown enough to decide if a drawing is offending or not, because you're not even showing it. It's this, which is completely crazy, that in UK you cannot show a simple drawing as that.
Here at Sky News, we've chosen not to show that cover, so we would appreciate Caroline not showing that. I do apologise for any of our viewers who may have been offended by that. As you know, here in Sky News, we've taken the editorial decision not to feature the cover of a Charlie Hebdo.
Yeah, I'm offended. I'm offended you didn't show it. Grow a set, Sky News. Once you lose the First Amendment, it's over. And it's very, very close to being over. We are really close to losing the one right that separates us. When we lose that First Amendment, it's all over. But, again, this was occurring in the UK, a country that has banned Michael Savage. A talk show host. Yeah, what kind of damage is he going to do? He's a talk show host. He's allowed to say what he wants to say. But not in the UK. They are scared to death of offending anyone. Well, if you're not going to even have a conversation, you can live in the shadows if you want. But I'd rather die on my feet than on my knees. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So again, quick review of the headlines that are making the news at OutKastRadio.net. Apple, considering storing your fingerprints in the iCloud. This is just another way that they're going to get you and I into one massive data bank. It will be one computer, and it will be rather large. Why don't we just call it Beast Cloud? The robotification of society is coming. Humans need not apply. A very good video that demonstrates how we're losing our jobs to robots, whether it is at the toll booth or McDonald's making hamburgers. They now have a robot that does that too. USB stores your DNA so you can be cloned in the future. Further evidence we're moving towards transhumanism and the singularity. And finally, Swiss franc move crushes currency brokers, up 30% yesterday. Apparently the Swiss not informing the IMF of their move. Alrighty then, that's a quick look at the headlines. I'll see you tonight at 10 o'clock. Do not let them steal your joy. Have a great day.